Chapter 1. It felt like every cell in my body was alive, tensing, hovering right on the edge of ecstasy as Dario worked his way along my skin with his hands and mouth. I shivered, enjoying every bit of this torturous anticipation while he skillfully tormented me, bringing me right to the brink of orgasm.
"Beg me, Arya."
Fangs scraped against my skin.
"Beg."
Something drifted in the back of my mind. Something that said this was wrong, that his voice, those words weren't right. But his tongue teased up my inner thigh, and I suddenly could think of nothing else. "Please, please, please, please," I chanted.
"Please what? What do you want, Arya?"
His voice was velvety smooth. I tried to wrangle my thoughts, to articulate what I wanted, only to feel the scrape of those teeth again. They triggered a yearning, a craving so sharp I could barely stand it. "Bite me," I gasped, shoving aside that alarmed worry in the back of my mind. "Take my blood. Bite me." He kissed my thigh, my waist, between my breasts, then dragged his fangs across the pulse in my neck. "No." That worry was getting louder, more insistent. "My thigh. Inside my thigh, where it won't show."
"But I want it to show, Arya. I want the world to know you're mine. That I have a Templar begging me to take her every night, begging for me to drink from her."
I wasn't in my bed. That voice wasn't Dario's. I tried to roll away, to pull free, but it was too late. The vampire bit. Hard. Pain shot through me, quickly combined with a rush of pleasure. The two feelings battled for dominance, pain winning out as he ripped savagely into my throat. I screamed and he laughed. I wasn't in my bedroom. I was in a cage, naked, on a cold cement floor. There were bite marks all over my skin along with the bruises. The symbol I'd painted on my neck hadn't worked. He'd taken me. He'd killed the entire Bellage. He'd killed Dario. My family hadn't come for me. With another scream, I jolted upright in bed, covered in sweat. A dog whined by my side. A cat stared at me in concern from the edge of my bed. Another nightmare. I glanced over at the clock. Outside of the two animals, I was alone in bed. It was a few hours before dawn, but Dario had left. That had been happening a lot in the last few weeks. He'd had so much to do trying to pick up the pieces of his decimated family and step into his new role as master of the Bellage that our evenings together had turned into little more than booty calls. And when he wasn't here, that's when the nightmares crept in. Reaching up a hand, I touched the scar on my neck and shivered. It was a dream. It was just a dream. Simon was dead. I'd killed him. And Dario would never do something like that. Never. Shaking off the memories, I jumped out of bed and pulled on some workout clothes. Clearly, I wouldn't be able to go back to sleep again. Might as well get my morning run in early and have time for a leisurely breakfast before heading into my shift. The first 6 months I'd lived in Baltimore, I hadn't practiced regularly with my sword. I hadn't lifted or jogged, or much of anything beyond work at the coffee shop, and, I hated to admit it, sulk. But now I had a purpose, and had realized with painful clarity that 6 months of relative inactivity had seriously put a dent in my skills. Wolfram had nearly beaten me at that reenactment tourney. I'd been taken out by beanbag-wielding mages 3 times at LARPs. My cardio and strength weren't what they used to be. And worse, I'd been disarmed 2 times by that asshole Simon. Yes, he was a vampire with greater speed and strength than I had, but Templars had been taking down vampires single-handedly since the Crusades. Keeping my sword against a master might have been a stretch, but at the very least I should have been able to keep the sword for all of 10 damned minutes. So now, I got up at an ungodly hour every morning, did calisthenics, and jogged 3 to 5 miles. Every evening, I did strength training and sword practice.